This episode is part of an audiobook series featuring The Daily Stoic, Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, written in 2016 by Holiday and Hanselman. For more audiobooks, please visit my YouTube channel, find me on Spotify, or check out my website for downloads. As always, this audiobook was produced in-house and without artificial intelligence. March 20th, ready and at home, with a quote from Seneca in Moral Letters. Quote, I may wish to be free from torture, but if the time comes for me to endure it, I'll wish to bear it courageously with bravery and honor. Wouldn't I prefer not to fall into war? But if war does befall me, I'll wish to carry nobly the wounds, starvation, and other necessities of war. Neither am I so crazy as to desire illness, but if I must suffer illness, I will wish to do nothing rash or dishonorable. The point is not to wish for these adversities, but for the virtue that makes adversities bearable. End quote. President James Garfield was a great man, raised in humble circumstances, self-educated, and eventually a Civil War hero, whose presidency was cut short by an assassin's bullet. In his brief time in office, he faced a bitterly divided country, as well as bitterly and internally divided Republican Party. During one fight, he challenged the very authority of his office. He stood firm, telling an advisor, "Of course I deprecate war, but if it is brought to my door, the bringer will find me at home." That is what Seneca is saying here. We'd be crazy to want to face difficulty in life, but we'd be equally crazy to pretend that it isn't going to happen. Which is why when it knocks on our door, as it very well may today, let us make sure that we're prepared to answer. Not the way we are when a surprise visitor comes late at night, but the way we are when we're waiting for an important guest, dressed in the right headspace and ready to go. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and I hope that you continue to grow. Check out my YouTube channel for bonus content, and I'll see you tomorrow with more wisdom.